Joining me right now is the president of the Syosaw School Board, Guy Rosenbaum. And Guy put out a statement. We know schools are closed.
That's right.
And they will be till the end of the month.
Yes.
Anything else you can tell us?
Well, first of all, what that really impacts is next week. The week after is
spring break.
Spring break. So that helps quite a bit. We're going to be working on some plans to reduce as much as possible the impact on parents, as well as reduce any makeup days that might be required on the backside of this. And I'm sure the state's going to relax some of that as well. So our goal is to take care of this community first and the education of the children second, and going forward from there.
Now, I know last week you tried some like Zoom and Zoom meeting apps and stuff like that. Was that to maybe prepare for maybe some remote schooling, or was that, it was just something to keep everybody informed?
There are various programs we have for remote schooling, and you would have to ask Mr. Krzyzewski about that more than me. I unfortunately, I don't know what they are. The Zoom meetings were a way to keep the board, the public, and the staff able to continue meeting and working together without necessarily having direct contact.
That's pretty cool. Well, if you want to read your statement there and give folks an idea of what the school is planning.
You bet. So the Syosaw School District is committed to the safety of everyone in our district. During this shutdown, we request parents, community members, and non-essential staff to stay home, limit their contact in the community as much as possible, and to remain calm. Know that at the district, we're committed to providing relief to our staff and our community in any way that may be required. And we stand by to do that and are ready to work with any other agencies, especially our health department, fire department, and police department, to provide that. The school is going to continue to do its best to provide all services, including meals, to students and vulnerable people going forward.
Now, that's going to be a difficult task, being as the kids aren't going to be in school. But a lot of kids depend on breakfast and lunch from the school in order to get a decent meal during the day. Is there any set plans now? Or are you kind of, it's like you mentioned in your one statement, flying by the seat of your pants?
Well, we're not flying by the seat of our pants, but
you do have a plan.
We've never done anything like this before. So, yes, we've been making plans now for over a month. We've looked at this and other contingencies as well, our tsunami plans and whatnot, how the school would help and take care of our community. And so it's going to be a little bit of this and a little bit of that. We're having a staff meeting this morning to talk about some of it. And we will work and do our best to make this happen.
All right. And again, the schools will be closed for the next 2 weeks at this point. I mean, as far as what the governor has said, that's what we know for sure.
That is what we know for sure.
All right. Well, thank you so much for the information, and keep us informed. We'll keep it out to the public.
We will do our utmost to keep you informed, and we will be using the Syosaw News and the radio station here to make announcements to the public as we know them.
All right. Thank you. Guy Rosenbaum.
Thank you.